In this very creepy Halloween episode of My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State.
I get off the front porch and the ghost is on top of the roof, scaring me again.
Zach Bigelow discovers as a kid that Halloween is not for him. Lori Weeks sees ghosts in the old hotel where she works.
I just happened to like look over in the mirrors and I saw this table and there was a guy just like sitting the chairs away from the table. He was just sitting there.
And Susan Lakos makes awkward eye contact.
And so I was looking around waiting for my husband and then I looked over at him again and they're staring at me. So I gave him a smile and a little wave. And again, that didn't seem to help too much.
Those stories and more when Michiganders get very, very scared. Up next on My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, the Halloween 2025 episode. I'm Rob, Prince of Darkness. And I'm using my incredible powers of mind control to keep you from changing that dial. See? Try as you may, you can't do it. Your hands are frozen. Wait, unless you are driving right now, then you can safely steer and use your blinkers. But otherwise, your hands are useless. Why, hello, and welcome to my super spooky haunted mansion. Please, come in, come in.
Who's at the door, Robbie? Is it that guy trying to spray the property for spiders again? Tell him killing spiders is like killing our cats. We love our spiders.
It's not him, Mother. Remember, we ate him for Taco Tuesday. It's some lovely house guests here for a visit to hear some of the spooky true stories from Michigan I have captured in my travels around the state.
Did you offer them something to drink?
Would you like something to drink? We have O negative, O positive, and maybe some AB positive. I'm not positive. Nothing? You sure? Okay. I'm sorry, it smells so much like skunk in here. We have an actual skunk living in the house somewhere. I don't know where, but every time our cat scares it, it stinks up the whole place. It's terrible. Anyway, in this house, I keep the many spooky stories I have captured from my travels across Michigan. Behind this door, for example, in this dusty old oil lamp, I keep one of my favorite spooky stories from a Michigan Halloween long, long ago. I captured this story in the adorable little hamlet of Jonesville at a little place called the Ramshackle Brewing Company in July of 2025. The purveyor of spirits at that lovely little venue, Zach Bigelow, shared this story about the time he was visited by a particularly terrifying ghost one Halloween many a moon ago. Let me uncork this story for you from Zach.
Down here, we don't get to go trick-or-treating door to door to door. There's not a lot of that. You got to drive and put on the snowsuit over your costume kind of thing. Growing up, I think it was about 9 or 10.
What year are we talking here?
Maybe 89, 90.
Okay.
So, you know, prime time for still Transformers, G.I. Joes, all the good stuff.
Right.
And growing up, my mom, we'd always have to go over to my grandma's and then the little neighborhood area and then off we go. I lived in a trailer park at that time. So me and my friends hit the trailer park. Then mom took me out to go see grandma. I was Skeletor that year from He-Man.
Yeah.
You know, I was prime. I was fearless, little kid fearless. I'm Skeletor. Nobody can scare Skeletor kind of thing, you know? And we go to my grandma's neighbor's house trick-or-treating, and they're probably in their 40s, good folks, bang on the door, trick-or-treat, and the wife answers the door, Sharon. She's like, oh yeah, come on in, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I just get ready to go into the house, and all of a sudden on the side of their house, out comes this ghost, dressed up, full garb, just the scariest things, chasing after me. I'm Skeletor, I'm fearless, but that scared the crap out of me so much that I dove into their house. I ran under they had the kitchen island, you know, with the little bar top. I ran underneath that screaming, just, nope, I am done. The ghost is gonna kill me. It's coming after me. And my mom's trying to coax me out. And as soon as I get out, right at the picture window behind there's the ghost again. Like, ooh, flailing in the wind. I dove down under there. Still not safe. And they're just laughing. My mom's like, come on, we gotta go. And she gets me out from underneath that kitchen island. The back door is a big sliding glass door right by that kitchen island. And there's the ghost again, banging on the window. I don't think Skeletor had peed that much in his pants than I had. Ruined the costume. We get going and she finally gets me to leave. And it's probably 7 o'clock at night, but it's pitch black. You know, it's scary. I get off the front porch and the ghost is on top of the roof, scaring me again.
Oh my gosh, this is some dedication.
This is dedication. That was my story of I am never going to trick-or-treat again.
At, you said?
10, 11.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. And you never did trick-or-treat after
until
that?
Until I was 16, because that was easy pickings.
In the end, who was the ghost?
It was Sharon's husband, Fred, my grandparents' neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you remember when you found that out?
Oh, I was mad. I was so mad.
Now, I have to say, peeing your pants is like one of the most reputation-destroying things that can happen to a kid. How did that play out in terms of your street cred?
That was Skeletor that did. It wasn't me.
Skeletor peed his pants.
Skeletor peed his pants then. You know, in Halloween, you become Spider-Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. How I got rid of that one.
Zach Bigelow. I captured that little beauty of a story down in the sleepy town of Jonesville, Michigan, in the quaint establishment known as the Ramshackle Brewing Company in July of 2025.
Children, have you ever met the bogeyman before? No, of course you haven't, for you're much too good, I'm sure. Don't you be afraid of him if he should visit you. He's a great big coward, so I'll tell you what to do. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you, he'll catch you if he can. Just pretend that you're a crocodile, and you will find that bogeyman will run away a mile. Say meow, pretend that you're a cat. He'll think you may scratch and that will make him fall down flat. Just pretend he isn't really there. You will find that bogeyman will finish in thin air. Here's one way to catch him without fail. Just keep a little salt with you and put it on his tail.
Follow me down this hallway, and behind this door, I keep one of our most horrifying and spooky stories. As you can see here... Oh, wait, I forgot. That's the linen closet. If you happen to need any towels during your stay, please feel free to help yourself.
Tell them to use the towels from the middle shelf.
Yes. Please use the towels from this shelf. These are the nice guest towels. I have to use the towels from the top shelf that are all frayed around the edges and stiff as cardboard. I'm pretty sure most of them belong to my great-grandmother, so we can never throw them away.
Tell them they can use the nice soaps, too.
Right. You can use the nice soaps in the bathroom, too, if you want. I can't use them, but Mother does let me sniff them.
Did you tell them about the soaps?
Yes, Mother. Do you have your hearing aids in, Mom? Mom, do you have your hearing aids in? Mom! I guess not. I love her, but you know, I've really got to get my own place. It's just that the haunted mansion market is so tight these days, and if you can find a place for less than $1 million, the ghosts just aren't what they used to be, you know? They used to be really genuinely tormented, but then these baby boomer ghosts have begun to show up, and they're just not scary at all. The lady ghosts just want to show you pictures of their grandkids, and all the men ghosts do is bore you to death talking about the major battles of World War II. It's just the worst. And you know, on top of that, I've got a lot of student debt from Transylvania University, and I can't find a job because AI has eliminated most entry-level vampiric positions, so it's just an impossible situation. Anyway, behind this very similar-looking door, I keep another of my many creepy stories. I captured this story from the lovely little hamlet of Jonesville as well, and keep it in this 2-liter bottle of orange Faygo. In the early 2000s, Lori Weeks worked at the front desk of the historic Portage Point Inn in Onekama, Michigan. The inn has been around since the early 1900s, and legend has it that back in its heyday, it had been patronized by no less than Al Capone. Lori shared this story of some good old-fashioned haunting in August 2025 down at the Ramshackle Brewing Company as well. Here's Lori.
One time, it was like off-season, and we were walking through the dining room. It was a set of mirrors. There was another girl that was with me. I just happened to like look over in the mirrors and I saw this table and there was a guy just like sitting, the chairs away from the table. He was just sitting there. And I stopped and I'm like looking all over.
And this, tell me a little bit more about where you saw him in the glass. What is this space and what does it look like?
It's the dining room. Back in the day, it might have been like a ballroom.
Okay. It was a modern ballroom, like you might have a wedding in.
Oh, yeah.
Or something today. It didn't look like 1880s or anything. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Like, where is this guy at? I look back, he's gone, but the chair is still turned. And I'm like, okay, I'm just seeing things. I don't even know. And I'm not drinking nothing. I'm like, wow. And she's like, what did you see? I'm like, let's just go. I had to get out of there. And I told her, and she said, tell the front desk guy, ask him about the guy that wanders around. Ask him what he looks like. Same guy. So he had been seen different places, which was, I'm like, wow, that's interesting.
What was the story on the guy? Do they know why he was there?
Nope, I'm not real sure. And apparently there was a bride. I saw her once all the way at the end of the hall, just a white silhouette of a woman in a white dress. That scared me.
What,
and like
she
just disappeared.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
was
she was
looking
there. At you?
I looked back, she was gone. And I told her and she goes, oh, that's the bride. And I'm like, what bride? Like what's going on here? So apparently many, many years back when Al Capone and, you know, the gambling days, there were ships coming across Lake Michigan. Her soon to be husband was coming across and they had a storm and their ship sank.
Wow.
So, yeah, very interesting things that would happen.
Lori Weeks. She shared that story at our August 2025 open mic storytelling event at the Ramshackle Brewing Company in Jonesville, Michigan. This is My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, the Halloween 2025 episode. I'm Rob, Prince of Darkness.
Now I've been having them all day long. I got the heebies, but I can't go wrong. Cause when I got them, I just roll along. Now listen, everybody, while I sing this song. I'm singing about that dance that makes you shake your shoes. That dance that gives you folks the heebie-jeebie blues. It's called a heebie-jeebie dance. Wa-da-da-da-da-da. It's called a heebie-jeebie dance. Got those heebies, the
would you like to see My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, live and in person?
Well, we've got a number of live events coming up in the near future. On Saturday, October 18th at 7 p.m., we'll have our very first big live event at the Ladies Literary Club in Grand Rapids, otherwise known as The Lit. It's an incredible building from the 1880s with a gorgeous ballroom and stage in the heart of downtown Grand Rapids. Our event will be the culmination of a week of arts events there that are part of Litapalooza in October. More information on that event can be found on our website, mymichiganstory.com. That's mimichiganstory.com. We've also got a free open mic storytelling event scheduled in Hastings on Tuesday, November 4th at 6 p.m. in the Hastings Public Library. If you haven't made it to Hastings yet, you've really got to go. It's an adorable little town with lots of great shopping and dining, as well as the most chill Secretary of State I've ever been to. Come see us Tuesday, November 4th at 6 p.m. in the Hastings Public Library. There's more information about that event as well on our website, mymichiganstory.com.
Welcome back to my haunted mansion full of spooky stories from Michigan for this edition of My Michigan Story. Life in the Great Lakes State, the Halloween 2025 episode. I'm Rob, Prince of Darkness. What's that noise? It's so creepy. It's coming from that dark hallway there. Why, I can just make out the silhouette of a huge menacing creature. It approaches. It's Fred. It's Fred. Fred, what are you doing with all those chains?
The tire chains you asked me to go find before winter arrived here in Michigan, since you said you were tired of getting the hearse stuck in the driveway.
Oh yes, winter is coming. Winter is coming. Thank you, Fred. Please put them in the garage. Anyway, continuing our spooky tour of all the horrifying stories I've captured from around Michigan, behind this door I've got... Oh no, that's the door to our Michigan basement. Man, all these doors look the same. Even I don't go down there. It's too spooky. I hit my head on stuff all the time, and it smells like moldy mushrooms. Let's look behind this door. Ah, yes. Here is where I keep a particularly juicy story from a very creepy woman named Susan Lakos. I ran out of creepy bottles, so I keep this one in an old Cool Whip container. We call it Dutch Tupperware. As you'll find out in this story, few things scare Michiganders more these days than a pregnancy scare. I captured this story in September 2025 in East Lansing. Here's Susan.
My husband was graduating from Michigan State University. I was 8 months pregnant with our first child. I went to the graduation with him, with his parents, and... You know, it was the MSU auditorium where he graduated, and big place, a lot of people. We were all going different directions. You know, he was sitting on the down with the graduates. We were up in the balcony. So we said, oh, let's just figure out where we're going to meet. And Bill said, my husband said, why don't we meet under the clock in the lobby of the auditorium? So we all agreed to do that.
How did you feel about going to a graduation when you are 8 months pregnant?
I was uncomfortable, but you know, it's my husband, so got to do it. But I was happy about let's meet somewhere because I didn't want to go running around. I sat for the graduation and then I went down to that clock. Hurry up, people. I'm ready to go.
Ready to go home.
After the graduation, I was the first to arrive. So I was standing under the clock watching people go by. I noticed a couple, a middle-aged couple that were standing a little off away from me, and they just kept staring at me. They would look at me, and they would talk to each other and kind of a little smile, and so I give them a little smile back, and so that didn't seem to help because that just seemed to make them nervous. I don't know.
How far away were they from you?
Maybe 15 feet, you know. I don't know why they seem nervous, but they seem nervous about something. I don't know. I was just waiting for my husband and my in-laws. I didn't know what was going on. And so I was looking around waiting for my husband, and then I looked over at them again, and they're staring at me. So I gave him a smile and a little wave. And again, that didn't seem to help too much. The wife kind of said something to her husband, and she nudged him, and he walked over to me. And he said, "Hi." And I said, "Hi, how are you?" And he says, "Oh, okay." And I said, "Yeah, nice graduation." He says, "Yeah." He says, "So, were you waiting for somebody under the clock?" And I said, "Yeah, I am." And he says, "Oh, okay." And I said, "Yeah, I'm waiting for my husband and my in-laws. So we decided to meet under the clock after graduation." He just graduated. And he says, oh, that's great. Oh, wow. Okay. That's great. And I said, yeah, it is. And he says, "Well, you see, my son just graduated today. And he asked me and my wife to meet him under the clock. He wants us to meet his girlfriend, and they have a surprise for us." And he says, "I'm so glad you're not her." And I kind of chuckled, and he says, "Oh, I'm sorry. He says, "No offense." And I said, "No, none taken. Hope you have a good day." I got a big kick out of it. He ran over to his wife, and she looked pretty happy too. I just don't think they wanted that surprise. They
were not quite ready for that. The day was joyous enough.
Yes, yeah, exactly. This 8-month pregnant woman standing there waiting to meet him.
So 8 months, like, not only is this a surprise, but this surprise is coming soon.
It's coming really soon.
How long after that did you give birth?
It was almost a month, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's not a lot of time for them to get used to the idea.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, especially, you know, haven't even met me yet. meet your future daughter-in-law, and then the next month, meet your grandchild.
Yeah, that's a lot of meeting.
that's a lot.
Do you ever wonder what the actual surprise was?
They were engaged, maybe.
That must have been.
Yeah. I wonder if they were
because
engaged.
Because it was this person graduating too, right?
Right. And they were going to, he said, "We're going to meet his girlfriend and they have a surprise." So.
Right.
And which child was this?
This is our oldest daughter, you know, Beth.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is she doing now?
She's great. She's got two kids of her own, two daughters. So I got two grandbabies.
Nice. How did they tell you about that? Not under the clock, I hope.
Actually, you know what? Our daughter and her husband, their first child, we went out to dinner with them. Mm-hmm. And then we went for ice cream. And their last name is Gunn. And we were sitting there and they pulled out a little onesie that says, "Welcome to the Gunn Show."
That's way more clear.
Isn't that? Isn't that awesome? So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Very good.
Susan Lakos. I captured that story in September 2025 in East Lansing. Another thing that creeps out many a Michigander are spiders. We return to Jonesville for this spooky 8-legged story that I captured from Lori Weeks as well at that same Ramshackle Brewing Company in August of 2025. This story happened 26 years ago when she was working the front desk at a hotel in Hillsdale. You'll notice that I keep this story in a collectible crystal Pepsi bottle I bought on eBay. Here's Lori.
I have a guy came to the front desk.
He came to the front desk.
He was in tears.
He was, okay. What did the guy, I mean, I hate to characterize, but what did he look like? To help us picture this scene a little bit more.
I think he was a short, bald guy.
What? Roughly how old would you say?
Probably 40s or 50s.
He's in tears. And you're sort of working the desk. And what does he say?
He's very, very upset, very distraught. There's a dangerous spider in his room.
It wasn't just any spider. He knew it was dangerous?
He said it was dangerous, yes. And I'm like, "It's a spider, you know?" And he's like, "Well, you need to bring something. You know, you have a spray." And I'm like thinking, "Oh, I'm just going to go take care of this spider." So I went up there and it was in the shower. He's like, right there it is. I'm like, okay. So he's like, be careful. Like, wow, okay. So I just grabbed some toilet paper and just went like that, put it in the toilet and flushed it. And the look on his face, he's like, "You're so brave." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm brave." So And save the day. So he said it was a brown recluse spider. And I didn't know what they were. I'm just like, okay, it's a brown spider, whatever. And he's like, you know, they can be deadly. He's telling me all these stories. So I look him up. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess they saved the day, you know. But, yeah, he was like, can you check my room? I had to check the whole room for him because he was petrified. And he, like, pulled the blankets back. He wanted me to just check everything to make sure he was going to die. He's good.
I'm guessing he didn't sleep super great.
Probably not, but.
Did you see him the next day?
Yeah.
How'd he look?
He was all right. He thanked me over and over again.
That's great.
He's like, you are really brave. I'm like, okay.
Tough Michigan women. That's so we love.
That was another story from Lori Weeks that I captured at the Ramshackle Brewing Company in August of 2025. Thanks for listening to this super spooky edition of My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State. Today's episode was edited by myself, Rob Prince of Darkness.
Tell them about that great estate sale down the street.
Mom, we can't do one of those 20-minute Michigan goodbyes right now, okay? We have to get off the air. Anyway, I used my incredible powers of mind control to get WKAR in East Lansing, Michigan to present My Michigan Story. Remember, I can't tell my Michigan creepy story without your Michigan creepy story. You can submit your story today at mymichiganstory.com. That's mimichiganstory.com. Thank you.
Doors all squeak and the windows creak and the ceilings leak cause the roof's antique and you hear a shriek and your legs feel weak. It's the haunted house. There's a dismal moan like a weird trombone and an old ham bone is suddenly thrown. You are all alone with a great unknown in the haunted house. There's only one good spirit, it's the spirit in the bottle. With shaking hands you pull the cork and pour some down your throttle. There's a clank of chains and the smell of brains and a gory stain where the duke was slain and you've got chilblains and varicose pains in the haunted house.
Would you like to see My Michigan Story, Life in the Great Lakes State, live and in person? Well, we've got a number of live events coming up in the near future. On Saturday, October 18th at 7 p.m., we'll have our very first big live event at the Ladies Literary Club in Grand Rapids, otherwise known as The Lit. Our event will be the culmination of a week of arts events that are part of Lit-a-Palooza in October. More information on that event can be found on our website, mymichiganstory.com. We've also got a free open mic storytelling event scheduled in Hastings on Tuesday, November 4th at 6 p.m. in the Hastings Public Library. That's where you can come and share your own true stories with us. If you'd like to stay in the loop about future live events from My Michigan Story, visit our website, mymichiganstory.com, where you can sign up for our e-newsletter. Thanks.